After escaping unhurt from the house of wax, the Pandavas moved ahead on their travels. They had disguised themselves as Brahmins. While traveling, the Pandavas reached a city called Ekchakra. They stayed there in a Brahmin's house. They would go out and ask for food and eat what they got. The entire day the Pandavas would ask for food, and in the evening Kunti would distribute it among them. Half the food for Bhim and the other half for the other four Pandavas and Kunti. One day, only Bhim and Kunti were at home. The other four Pandavas were out asking for food. Suddenly, they heard sounds of crying coming from the Brahmin's house. When Kunti went and asked, the Brahmin told her, "A demon named Bakasur lives on the outskirts of the city. He has made life very difficult for the people of the city. To save themselves from Bakasur, the people have agreed to give him one cart full of grain, two goats, and one human for him to feed on. Every day these provisions have to come from one house in the city. Today it is my turn. I am very poor. Tomorrow I will be the demon's lunch. That's why everyone in the house is crying." Kunti felt very sad. She said, "I am staying in your house. I shall help you. My children aren't ordinary people. They have defeated many demons. Why just Bakasur? No demon can stand up to my children. You don't worry. You get the cart ready with the grain and two goats. Tomorrow morning, my son Bhim shall go to the demon." The Brahmin was very happy. Kunti came home and narrated everything to Bhim. Bhim jumped with joy. Just the thought of fighting with a demon the next day excited him very much. Bhim woke up very early the next morning. He was eager to go to the demon, fight with him and teach him a lesson. The cart was ready outside their door, filled with grain. Bhim took the cart and left to meet the demon. Bhim's mouth started watering due to the aroma of all the food in the cart. "If only I could eat all this, it would be so much fun." Such thoughts too entered his mind. A river crossed his path. There was a forest on the other side of the river. Bakasur stayed in that very forest. Bhim stopped the cart. It was afternoon. Bhim was very hungry. He bathed in the river. Then Bhim loudly called out to Bakasur 3-4 times. He removed all the food from the cart and began eating it. He had not had such delicious food for many days. He started eating with both hands. After a while, Bakasur came there. As he walked, his feet made loud sounds. Thud, thud, thud. Bakasur was shocked. The person who brought the cart would normally be shivering with fear. But this man was eating the food. Bakasur was very angry. He roared loudly. But Bhim didn't even look towards him. He just went on eating the food. Bakasur's anger started rising. He started pounding Bhim's back with his fists. Bhim just wasn't affected by this. He laughed and said, hit me harder. Very good, harder, harder. Bakasur kept on hitting and Bhim kept on eating. This went on for quite some time. Finally, Bhim finished all the food in the cart. He drank water and he gave out a loud burp. After that, he got up and suddenly attacked Bakasur. A wrestling match began between the two. Then Bhim lifted a gigantic tree and started hitting Bakasur with it. After that, Bhim again locked palms with Bakasur. Finally, Bhim threw Bakasur onto the ground and gave him a good beating. He broke his arms and legs. Bakasur screamed out loudly. Blood came out from his mouth. And Bakasur slowly died. Hearing Bakasur's screams, the other demons came rushing there. They were astonished on seeing the terrible sight. They stood where they were like statues. Bhim said,
"If any one of you ever kills a human, then your fate will be the same as that of Bakasur."
The frightened demons promised never again to kill or trouble humans, and they ran away into the forest. Bhim dragged the giant Bakasur's dead body back to the city and placed it at the entrance to Ekchakra. Then he quietly went home.